Yes, what? Ladies, listen. Ooh, listen to that smooth sound.
That was a little rough, bro.
That was a little rough.
But hello, you guys. I got something to tell you. You want to tell me with them?
I can tell you with them.
We're here.
We are here.
We're here.
We're here, guys.
Yeah. We are here. Welcome back to the Tangent Versus. He's the Chris.
I am the Chris. Usually, most of the time.
You didn't introduce me.
And obviously, this guy is the Kelvin.
Yes, I am. And we want to welcome you to the Tangent Versus Virgin 1.2. We've been upgraded.
We're moving on up.
Moving on up to the
east side.
Is the east side the best side?
It was in, I think.
All right. To a deluxe apartment
in the sky.
Yes. If we did a little upgrade and we got some nice new mics for you. So maybe that sound quality just might be a little bit better for you. Or you can hear how horrible we really do sound. Who knows?
Who cares?
Who cares? Some people are very anal retentive about that. But yeah, so we're here, you guys. And as long as we can make sure that we stay kind of close to these mics, then we should be good to go.
I believe so.
Be like,
we have gotten pretty close. Like, I've spent a little bit of time getting to know it. And
yeah, oh, that's your mic now. You like to touch shit a lot.
Yeah, I do. I am the toucher.
I'm the watcher.
Apparently, you were watching. So.
I saw it all.
He synced it, guys.
I synced it. Yeah, so we are the Tangent Versus. Welcome to our universe. Welcome. And we hope we can keep you entertained.
Well, we will definitely try.
Try harder. Do we need to try harder?
I don't know.
I don't know. We get a little feedback, you know. Speaking of a little feedback, but yeah, some people have been like liking the things that we do. You know, we got a little feedback, and I want to give a few shout outs. I want to give a first off. I'm going to do this at the beginning instead of the end because maybe they might not make it all the way through the pod. But I want to say a thank you.
Oh, they'll make it.
Oh yeah, yeah. They just need to sit there and take it. Take it.
Right.
All. Take it all.
Take it.
But I want to give a shout out and a thank you to Robbie and Lisa over at We're Doing Fine. They gave us a couple shout outs, and I really do enjoy their podcast. But without even asking or anything, you know, they just gave us a couple mentions because we've been back and forth on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, and guys, we really do appreciate
that. I really do. I appreciate that. Thank you for the promo swaps with Married Mash, Arbitrary Advice. The guys over at Ocho Duro Parlay Hour, which you be.
Boy, that is a mouthful.
Yeah, I mean, you can say
ODPH. Sorry, guys.
They say ODPH, so.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get that out there, and I didn't even get the last part.
You did really well on it, too.
I tried, because I practiced. I read it like 5 times just to make sure I said it right.
Did you practice as much as you did with Mia?
No.
Mila.
No.
Apparently, I didn't.
I did not. But yeah, you'll be hearing from them a little bit later. But what do we got? Do you want me to tell them, or do you want to tell them what we got for you today? Because we're starting trying out a new segment about sequels that should have never been made.
Little Zeppelin for you. What is and what should never be.
Yes, there you go. I like that.
And today we have the Matrix sequels. That did we really need them?
I that's my problem. Because to be real, like the Matrix itself was ahead of its time.
I think a sequel was warranted.
Well, I mean,
but what we got, like
it was a money.
We were
maker.
Expecting Batman, but we got like. The
one of those throw-off heroes?
Ambiguously gay duo.
Oh. You're right. It was just... And so, yeah, so this is going to be...
If you remember that skit.
Yeah, SNL.
Yeah.
Ambiguously gay duo.
Boop, boop.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but...
No. The gay part has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you go in looking for one thing, and you get something else. And this is, I guess, might be a little bit of grievances going on, because the first Matrix was really good. It was amazing.
Definitely.
It was ahead of its time, not only in the story that it told and the way that it told the story, but the technology that it used to tell the story. That was the first time we got bullet time.
How crazy.
Yeah, you know?
They're telling a story about technology holding you down, but they used...
Some new high-tech technology at the time.
Yeah.
And so, first things for the first couple minutes...
That second in the air while they'll kick you.
Yeah. And the thing is, before we go in, and we're going to tell you now, we're basically going to tear apart Reloaded and Revelations. But before we do that, we do hold The Matrix, the first one, at a very
high standard,
high bar. And for us in our scales, would you get out a full five glasses, sir? Or, you know, four and a half? Like, where would you put that?
The original Matrix?
Yes, the original Matrix.
I don't know. I remember seeing it for the first time, and I was enthralled. Like,
yeah.
I was really gripped. It was really good. I like to say I'd give it five full glasses.
I'm right up there, because I think, especially for the time right before the millennium, being that it was about technological advances, but the fact that it was about technology and the internet and being in the system and the way that it came, it was like the right place at the right time.
Right.
You know, everything fit together. If I don't give it a five, it would be like four and a half glasses. But, I mean, it's just really good.
I mean, the brothers hit it right
when
they made this.
Well, they're not brothers. They're just the Wachowskis now. But they were the brothers then. But,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just trying to be a little PC for them, respective of their decisions. And, you know, I don't care. You know, they are who they are. You know, give them a little audio.
Hello, guys.
A little
audio. You know, if you're listening, it's a late night. Go ahead, pour you a little something, too.
You know what we do here.
Sit back, pull up, like, have you a drink.
See, Tyrion Lannister said he drinks and he knows things. We drink and we kind of know things, but we drink and we talk about things. That's what we do
the
most.
That we know.
Yes, there we go. That's really good. But... Yes, but what we're going to do is... Right before we start tearing down, The Matrix is really good. This is a movie, and had it been left untouched, a lot of it still holds up today, and a lot of the messages that it said.
Yeah.
You know, and it sucks so bad is that what came after it was, I'm not going to call it garbage, I'm not going to call it a dumpster fire, but it just sucks, because there was
parts like, I don't want to get into it right now, because, you know, we're getting into it in a minute, but there was parts that were good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like they could have been good standalone movies. Maybe, I feel like Reloaded and Revelations, had they not been tied, totally different characters, maybe switch up the settings a little bit, they could have been two good standalone movies on their own. You know, without having... But the Matrix backing is what made them, you know, so big on the other side. But, again, I have grievances. General grievances. But, no. Mock salutes you guys. If you're not a fan of How I Met Your Mother, then you might not get that. But...
But you should be.
Yeah, I mean, go watch it. And...
Because Colby smolders.
I'm going to have to ask my lady if I can get a hall pass.
God.
No. Sorry. You distracted me for a moment right there.
There we go.
But, okay. So, The Matrix set us up with this world in something great. And even the last lines, and I have Neo's final speech that I want to read just really quick. I hope I can do it justice. I read it once, just, you know, so I can get the inflections right. But this is the last things that you hear when the Matrix goes off. I know that you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come to tell you. I didn't come here to tell you this is how it's going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you, a world without rules or control, borders or boundaries, a world where anything is possible, where we go from here, where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
And that's his best Keanu Reeves, folks.
Oh, that was...
And, here's mine.
Whoa! I mean, I wasn't necessarily trying to be Keanu Reeves, but...
I couldn't miss that.
Yeah, but that was great. But that is the last things you get at the end of this movie.
Right.
And then it cuts to Rage Against the Machine. Yes. Literally starts right after that. He hangs up the phone. He flies away, and then we hear, come on, come on, come on, you know?
Yeah,
okay, so you're thinking it's like, oh, yo, like, you just told us not to be a slave to the system. You told us to open our minds throughout this whole movie. Yes. You told us to wake up because we're asleep.
Right.
You told us don't be chained down and don't be controlled. And you just told us that we can do whatever we want, no matter what.
But then, it comes to working within the confines.
Right. Everything that they built up, they tore down. And they made Neo, who was supposed to be.
Like, I guess, you know, we didn't get the memo, like, because they're like, if you build it, they will come. And we came. And then we just didn't get the rest of it. I guess the rest of it was, we'll tear it down.
We were sadly disappointed. Because I already know.
Disillusioned.
You ask the masses. We all, everybody knows that the other two were not as well received as the first.
No,
People were angry. And
I remember going to the theater to watch the second one.
You went to the theater? I don't think I went to the theater.
I did.
To the theater?
Oh, I mean, because I'd seen the first one. To be honest, I didn't catch that in theaters. I remember hearing about it, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. And then I finally watched it, and I was like, whoa, wow, you know? And the second one was coming to theaters, so, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm going to see that.
Yeah, because the first one is amazing.
I was just, I kind of felt let down.
Yeah.
I mean, it did perpetuate the story in certain ways.
Yeah.
And it obviously it perpetuated the story, but, like, it just fell short in a lot of ways, and, like, they flipped around on things.
Yeah, it did a total 180 to me.
Yes.
You know? And that's what I'm saying. Obviously, when the Wachowskis wrote this, they had a plan.
They changed their mind after the first
one. I feel like they just had so much stories and so many ideals that they wanted to throw out there. And then they saw this as an opportunity to do it.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that I read somewhere that they might have wrote the whole story together at one time. I can't remember exactly. But I don't understand how you're going to do that. And they're like, whoa, wait, there's more. You know? And everything that the first one set up, everything, the free will, breaking your chains, you can do whatever you want to do. Don't let anybody else control you. Free your mind. Free your mind was a big thing that Morpheus said. I want you to free your mind.
Yeah.
And then we get all of that. And then the second one comes in. And boom, punch in the face directly. It's undoing everything that was set up in the first one.
Yeah, everything starts to change, and everything's causality predetermined.
Yeah,
pretty much.
There, yeah. It's like, and again,
especially when he finally makes it to the Oracle.
Yeah,
he finally gets to talk to her.
Yeah, and he spends half of the movie questioning everything. And he spends half the movie questioning himself. I'm the one, but he's asking all these questions to everybody. And every single person.
And you know, which was crazy because by the end of the first one, he was so sure of himself. That's, you know, that's
how he made the speech.
Yeah. To where he was and what he was doing. He was so sure of himself.
Yeah. After he gets shot and killed, and he quote unquote dies in the first one, when he gets back up, that moment when he like just puts his hand out and stops the bullets, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
That's a big moment. Putting his hands up and stopping the bullets was a big point, and then it just seems like
it was a big turning point for him.
Yeah, because that's when he made that decision inside that he is the one. And then and then the second one just tore all of that down. Before he meets the Oracle, he has a conversation with the counselor. That whole conversation back and forth of the comments that the counselor makes. He's like, I can't sleep.
Oh, this is after the rave.
Yeah. Oh, God. Grievous. Okay.
The obligatory rave that you did not like.
Grievous is number one. Yeah, yeah. Wait, yeah, because we haven't said much. Oh, I'm
so sorry, guys. I did this.
You just started it.
I did this. I'm so sorry.
You woke the beast. So, first things first, before we start tearing down these movies in another way, the look on your face.
Hey, look. I think the rave was warranted. These people need that.
Nobody.
They gotta forget that these fucking machines are out there ready to kill them at any moment. Like,
first things first, bro. Okay. How much did you really want to see Zion after you watched the first one? Did you
none?
Okay.
I mean, I'm just asking. It does.
You were intrigued, right?
It does deepen the story.
Yes.
Okay, because, I mean, you heard of Zion,
yes.
And, you know, you have the outside world that you haven't really seen. You've been in the Nebuchadnezzar, Morpheus and everybody, but you hadn't really seen that part of it. It was kind of nice to see that part of it, to be honest with you.
Yes, but I didn't.
I mean, the rave was not needed.
And here's my problem. So, like, I'm borderline a clean freak, like, in the depths of getting to know Kelvin, like... So my brain
so many
goes to,
depths.
Yeah, oh, there's layers, donkey.
Layers.
Layers. Cause Kelvin's like onion.
You know what else is layers shrink?
Cake. And I like cake.
Everybody love cake shrink.
Everybody like cake. Why can't Kelvins be like cake? No, donkey. Kelvins are like onion.
You make people cry?
Sometimes.
Probably.
I know for a fact I have. No names, but the one person that we used to work with on the drove the moped. You remember that story? And then
you're the one that felt bad about it.
No, I didn't feel bad about making her cry, but for some reason after making her cry, then she wanted to be more my friend. Anyway, so my problem is being like...
Yeah, that was... We don't need to go down that road.
No. That's a whole nother...
This is not that podcast.
No, this is not that podcast. This is a whole nother...
That's not the podcast we're looking for.
Yeah, see, God, visual means... Maybe you guys let us know. How much more entertaining would we be if you could see the things that we
Yes, do? God, if you could see all of it.
Eventually down the line, we're going to get a camera, you know, so maybe have it set up there. So while we record, you can see... Our head motions and facial expressions while we doing this.
Maybe if we start that Patreon.
Ooh. But we need a billion, fajillion dollars.
And cats with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
Right. That's it. No, we're working on a Patreon, but I mean, you know. Maybe once everybody gets back to work, you know, maybe it's not such a pandemic. So that gives us time to put some more content out there. Again, another plug, and I'm sorry, tangents happen when you come into the tangent versus you guys. Another plug, but we did start up a Facebook group.
Space Station.
It is the Tangent versus Space Station, and it's like the hub, the ideas. Well, I want it to be. It's not yet. There's only a few members. I literally just made it a day or two within recording of this. So we have maybe 12-ish people.
Right.
But if you want to join
We got some elvish people.
If you want to join the Tangent versus Space Station, just go search us on Facebook, and me or the Chris will give you like an ad or just like let you in. Anybody can join. The only reason that it's privately that you have to ask is because just in case you don't want to see all the shit on your newsfeed, you know, once you click it, you're going to get those notifications. And I try to be pretty active, so.
Right.
There's that. But there's, you know, Geek Talk, YouTube clips and videos from, like, upcoming things, like Marvel stuff or upcoming movies that we're interested in, or just memes or stupid shit.
Like the Miguel O'Hara 2099?
Yes, that was great. Like, you know, funny stuff like that, you know, or not funny, but interesting stuff. And then we post funny stuff, you know, like if you want to, like.
I don't want to say it because I'm going to get him started again.
Go ahead. Because this is, I'm already at one level.
Kobe Smolders, do it.
Got it. It tingles. No, I'm good.
Mufasa.
I'm good. I'm not going down that route. That was earlier. We were before we started the actual pod we were recording. So
we're going to let it go?
Yeah. But no, yeah. So if you want to join this space station, and you know how that saying that I always say, if you're concerned about us, you get to see our psyche a little bit, and like, you know, just the stupid funny thoughts. Like, we're working on things to just like literally be active in there. And also, again, I call it a hub too, is because if you have ideas or anything that you want to talk to us about and say, hey, you should do an episode on this.
Oh yeah, we'd definitely love to discuss.
Then you can get us there, talk to us about it, you know, anything like that. Just let us know. But yeah, so back to, we're going to drop back down a level of my levels of onion layers and go back to my problem with that is Kelvin's a neat freak. Kelvin is like, I don't like gross, dirty, nasty things. And the only thing...
I mean, what would you expect from that place, though?
No, it's not even that. But the only thing that I could think...
I'm pretty sure they were about as clean as they could be.
I don't know if I'm the only one. But okay, it's Zion. They live in this time. Nobody's making deodorant. They're sweaty.
That we know dirty. Of. I mean, it's not a talked about fact.
I don't know. All I know, well, I mean, you might be right. Because, you know, Z, Link's wife,
yeah.
Somebody doing her hair.
Right.
Because her shit was on point.
Right.
Them edges was laying down.
Dude.
And ladies, especially right. Black ladies.
Talk about that.
You know
like,
what I'm talking about.
You know about some detail on some dreads.
God.
Link had his shit
fucking was on point. His
right.
shit looked good.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere doing some hair. So maybe, just maybe, that makes me feel a little bit better about it. If somebody's there doing hair, able to do hair, and have them edges on point all
right.
the time, or, you know, on fleek, or whatever, however you want to take it, then it's good. So maybe somebody's making some deodorant.
Is that still good now, fleek?
Is that, I don't know. I ain't heard it in
still
a long
good?
Time.
I don't
fleek,
know.
Fleek is usually pertaining to eyelashes and, you know, brows. But,
okay,
you know,
see, I didn't even know that.
The more you know. Dun, 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 dun. But
there's like, I just star. Walked in one time with some sunglasses. Oh, that shit's so fleek. I was like,
okay.
What?
Yeah, the Chris came in on fleek.
Yeah,
but yeah. So,
come again for Big Fudge.
come again, Big Fudge. God, so many movie references and show references. Like, we should play a drinking game for the Tangent versus, like, how many times did they make a movie reference other than the movie that they're talking about? Take a shot. No, okay.
But
there you have it, guys. Take a shot. That's a shot. That right there, that was just...
That's a definite. That's right there.
So, anyway, that was just one of my one grievances. Like, I never asked to see Zion. And then when I saw Zion, I was a little upset about it.
I mean, to be honest, I didn't mind seeing it.
No,
like,
I didn't mind. I wouldn't... No, I think that came as...
It gives you a little bit more of where they're coming from and what they're dealing with and, you know, how they're living and stuff.
You're right.
They're living like kids tripping on some X.
I mean, yeah, apparently at that point, it's serious. And it's just, it's little things like that. It's like, I think I let that part
fuck you up.
Bother me after the fact.
Right.
Because I was like, this how are you going to tell me one thing and try to instill in me this and that whole speech and then take everything away? And Neo's questioning who he is, and he's like, what does this mean? Am I the one? And then the Oracle and every single person that he meets, because there's not, he doesn't have very much interaction with Morpheus at this point in the movie at all. And every single person he meets is telling him, you're not special.
Yeah.
You know, the Oracle says to him, she asks him if he wants some candy. And he's like,
you already know.
You already know if I'm going to take that. And she's like, you're right. And then it comes to the because at the beginning of Reloaded, we have his dream sequence when he sees Trinity fall
and gets shot.
And he was speaking to her about that. And she's like, you already made the decision that you're going to make.
Yeah.
What you want to know is why you make the decision.
You already made the decision. You just need to understand.
So again, off gate. And again, it starts, it's slow. It's slow. Like,
it's such a slow burn.
20, 30 minutes in before we get the big fight scene with Neo and all of the Smiths.
It's like this Rona.
Yeah. Well, we get a... Oh, God.
Slow burn. And,
dude, they're about to open everything up soon. Well, not everything.
We're not even going to talk about that. We're not that podcast.
I made a point.
Bad idea.
I made a point.
You remember, I don't know if anybody remembers this, Fox Kids, good idea, bad idea.
Yes, I remember. We're showing our age now, sir.
Hold on a little bit longer. Good idea. Open everything up. Bad idea.
Yeah, like, it's plain and simple. It's black and white. Other one, black and white. Spy versus Spy. Mad TV in the magazine. But yeah, so yeah. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. We don't even need to go into that. Everybody's dealing with their own quarantine, you know, and it sucks. And like I was going to say, is I have actually quit watching and looking so much because it's rough. And that's why we do this podcast, to make people laugh and to be funny. And it's such a downer.
And because it is like things that are really just so beloved to us. Like,
yeah, like we, you know, so, and we love the Matrix movie. And again,
yes. And I do not hate them.
No, and I do not hate Reloaded.
I do not hate Revolution.
Me either. They are still a really good, fun time.
It's just the way they flipped around and everything. It just totally changed it from the first one. And the first one was so good.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's when you come to it with the eyes that we're looking at it right now.
Yeah.
That is what it is. We're being the hard critic. And it's sequels, and this series is called Sequels That Should Have Never Been Made.
Yeah.
Had those been, you know, say that, even if The Matrix never been made, and we had...
I think it deserves sequels, but not these.
Not those sequels.
Not these.
Apparently we got a new one coming.
Oh, yeah, we do have a new one coming, part four.
Yeah.
The same day...
The same day that Bill and Ted drops.
No, John Wick 4.
Oh, it's John Wick. That's right, yeah. So Keanu has a year.
I will say, Wick ain't missed.
No, yeah.
None of those. Wick has not missed.
Those are all really good, entertaining movies. And the world building that they do.
Like, it killed me not to be able to talk to you about that for a while. Because actually, the first time we watched it together. This guy passes out.
I had drinks. I'm putting that out there for you. Kelvin was not sober.
I finished it. And I couldn't talk to him forever about it.
On the other side of the coin, sir, usually it's the other way around.
Okay. I mean, I might pass out eating a salad every once in a while.
He passed out eating salad before y'all.
Yeah.
Just say.
Watching Super Troopers 2.
Oh, God. It was so bad. That was so bad. You didn't miss anything.
Speaking about sequels that shouldn't have been made.
Yes. Okay. So, the only thing, I don't have much of a, if this is a continuing series, not much of a requirement. The only main thing that I can think of right now, and if you have some more ideas for us, let it know, is that it had to be a theatrical release.
Right.
So when we do these, those direct-to-DVD sequels do not count. No. Because when you're going direct-to-DVD, you already know your shit.
Yeah, you already know. So, we ain't even going to try that.
Yeah, no. So, for this series, and if you have any more that you, you know, would like to talk about, like, hear us rant about and rave about, go off about, or, you know, that just really suck and take
you down. I
don't
know, that sounds bad, because I've seen some direct-to-DVD things that weren't so bad.
Name one.
You got me. I can't think of one right now.
And I'm not.
I know I have, though.
I'm really not going to knock them because I know that some good ones exist. And if y'all want to enlighten us, you know, because.
God, see, now you're going to try to make me think.
We love movies and shows. So
well, I'm trying to
fun.
Think.
But when you come at certain things, when you're being the heart critic, sometimes, you know, sometimes you just got to.
Sometimes.
But yeah, so, yes. So my grievances on that part of. That is, I did want to see Zion. I don't know if I want to, I wanted to see Zion the way that I saw Zion.
Okay, yeah, the whole rave thing was a little weird.
Yeah, but it's
and
fine.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
And but you know what? I mean, what else do these people have? Let's have a good time. Hell,
then
we might die tomorrow.
Then there should have been a rave going on when Neo came back the first time.
Right.
Yeah, but. It's whatever, you know, we're cool.
What do you mean the first time? In the first movie?
No, I mean the first time in when we see him in Reloaded. You know, when
that is when the rave happened.
No, but it should, I'm just implying that maybe it should be a constant thing. Consistently,
like,
never ending.
You get tired, bro. You can't do too much X. That mess with your mind.
I mean, you know, they can just shifts.
You lose serotonin in there?
I ain't never... I know. I mean, I know that... That's what
serotonin?
Yeah, you're
is
right.
Serotonin?
That's the happy drug. Or the happy... Not the drug.
Is it
serotonin? Is serotonin and dopamine.
Yeah.
You're good. You're right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure we're right. And now don't quote us, but...
Oh, God, I hope
the
I'm
brain,
right.
I think you're right, yeah. Anyway. So, rave aside. Everybody's telling Neo that he isn't special... When Neo got beat down so hard by Morpheus and Trinity telling him he is special. Everybody else that he comes across now.
Because they don't buy it. They don't believe it. They don't.
But,
they're not into it.
And this is very important for later down
the line. I mean, that's like a whole biblical religious thing. Like,
oh, there's so much. That not only Christianity. There's
yes,
so there, many.
There's so many different, yes.
So many different
but
religions
they're like, you
and
know,
beliefs
you're so special,
in this
but
movie.
Then, you know, this other guy over here is not going to believe you. He's going to be like, you're not special. You
yeah,
ain't shit.
Yeah. And so, you know, like I was going to say that the conversation we had with the counselor is the quick joke that he made about not being able to sleep. Well, I can't sleep. You can't sleep. No. Like, okay, he's like, yeah, I can't sleep. It's funny that they can't sleep now, but during their entire lives before they were taken out of the Matrix, that's all that they were doing was sleeping.
Yeah,
they were sleeping, getting them Z's. And what did you say before about when they came out?
Most of the people today.
Woo!
I'm sorry.
You know that.
I'm not sorry.
Real tangent facts from the. From the tangent Chris right there, y'all, ladies and gentlemen. Like, so many people sleeping.
Hit them high, hit them low.
Low blow, but they need to wake up. But there's that whole thing, you know, that he keeps making comments. Their conversation goes back and forth to, basically, it was very yin and yang. And one of the lines is, I like the fact that I'm reminded that the machines here need us.
Right. And, between him and the counselor?
Yeah, Neo and the counselor. The machine.
And the engine room.
We control these machines, but we need these machines as much as
they need
us.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we depend on these machines while the other machines are trying to kill us.
Yeah.
You know, and.
That's a crazy thing about. I think there was even a question he said, what was it? Because he says, well, we could just destroy him.
Yes. Neo was like, yeah, but we need the counselor said to him, we need these machines. Yeah, he was like, but yeah, we control these machines, and if we need to cut them off, we can cut them off. We need to destroy them, we can
destroy
them.
Oh, he says, what is control? He said, well, if we wanted to, we could destroy them.
Yes.
And then he's, well, then that leaves the problem, where are lights? Where's
heat,
this?
Air.
Where's that? Yeah.
Yeah, if we could cut off these machines, if we destroy these machines, then we die too.
Yeah.
So there's very yin and yang.
Which is a big illustration within the balance of
the force.
Everything
the
force. Else.
The force. I'm sorry. You just said the balance and then I'm
you
going.
You should never use force. That's illegal.
You're right. Always ask for consent. It's called consensual force.
Consensual force. May I force you?
May I put my hand around your throat? Oh, sorry. No. Social distancing, y'all. May I force choke you, please, and thank you? Anyway, that was kind of dark and dirty and all that. Anyway, yes, continue.
I find you allowing me to do this disturbing.
No, I find your amount of trust in me appeasing.
Disturbing.
I mean, she let you. They let you. He let you.
As long as she lets you.
As long as whoever lets you.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm just saying. As long as there wasn't a no. Or you have your safe words. Oh, God. This is not that kind of podcast. Anyway, continue. Yin and yang comments. The necessary use of machines. The codependence on the people who have no longer in the Matrix. And how they still need machines. And how the machines are still trying to kill them no matter what.
Yes, but they're not. Because they still need them.
Yeah. And how everything is, even still, through all this, outside of the Matrix, Neo is still being questioned. Because the really important thing that the counselor says to Neo is the part when he says, I know this machine right here has something to do with recycling our water supply, but I have no idea how it works, but I understand the reason for the work. Then he says to Neo, I don't know why you can do the things you do. I don't know how, but I'm sure there's a reason for the things that you do.
Oh, there's definitely a reason.
But again, that statement right there.
Yeah.
Just takes, you're not special. You can do what you do because you have to do what you can do.
You're
in a sense, even
piece
though
of the puzzle, cog.
A cog. You're a fucking, yeah.
You're a gear in the cog.
You're gear. Yeah. You need to do what you can do because this is what you need to do.
To make whatever work.
And then he says to, after
all, it's magic.
Oh, that was good. Thank you. He says, do you have a point to, is there a point? He's like, no, I don't have a point. I'm just pointing out the obvious
right.
of certain things. And then after that is this point. At this point, we're waiting for, they had come back from, you know, the certain levels where they can reach and sign into the Matrix or jack in,
right.
whatever you want to call it. They were waiting for the Oracle because, you know, there's the whole side story of the stress and friction between Morpheus and, oh God, I didn't even write down his name. What the other guy that didn't want anybody to leave, who was
Commander?
Yeah, him. The black guy with that was
God.
With
if you
Naomi
hadn't said nothing, I would know his
yeah,
name.
Naomi's new
Commander.
I don't know. We know.
Oh, God. Why can't I think of his name?
But that dude. Is that dude. It's okay, dude. It's okay. Don't look so distressed and distraught. Quit racking your brain.
That's my thinking phase.
That was you. No, I'm just playing. It wasn't as bad as I make it out to be. But yeah, so.
It probably was, fellas.
Anyway.
Or women.
We,
guys.
We got.
Ladies.
Yeah.
People. Sorry.
It takes all time. That was. Anyway. Do you know that song?
No. I did not.
Okay, that's fine. We're going to leave it alone. It's another song for another day. And I would say if we could put it in sequels that should have never been made, but it was direct to DVD. So anyway, we get back after that whole conversation that he has with the counselor. We get to the Oracle make contact, and he has to go back to the
Sharif
to talk to the Oracle.
Right.
And he goes up there, and again, like we already talked about this a little bit. She asks him if he wants the candy, yada yada yada. They have this whole conversation.
You know you always want the candy.
I want some candy. You already know you want the candy.
You want the candy.
But you want to know why you want the candy.
You got to think about why you want the candy.
That's basically what she was saying.
Like,
you know what you're going to do. You just want to know why you're going to do it. And it
you know,
kinda,
we're not that kind of podcast.
I mean.
You know you want the candy. You know you want my candy.
You
just got to think about why.
Yummy, yummy.
Okay. But yeah, the whole thing with,
and again, the Oracle's questioning. And so before we get our first big fight, we have the short fight when we get to Seraph, who is,
the protector
guard.
Yeah.
Well,
her guardian.
He's an angel.
Yeah.
He is an angel. And I said it before when we
were... He's an A. I can't do it. His name is
Seraph, which is an angelic being in Christian angelology. And he is the highest of the ninefold celestial hierarchy. Basically, in Christianity, these creatures are under guard, under God.
Yeah, like they're licking his butthole.
And they are all called Seraph. And we have the guardian of the Oracle. His name is
Seraph.
So if there's not, like, spoon-feeding you the fucking shit.
Yeah, like...
right there.
Here's your shit.
Take it.
Good.
And again...
Here's your shit. Eat it.
Yeah, you want some more? Yeah, okay. Here, more shit for you. And we don't have a problem with this before. And I know it sounds like we have a problem with the. To be real, it's very
fitting.
No, I'm not saying fitting. The way they told the story is really good.
Yes, it is. It is very good.
Like literally, if these were two standalone movies that
the
weren't
Wachowskis, we are not hating on you.
Yeah, no, it's just. It just sucks because here's the main thing, and I'm not gonna say it. I'm gonna save it because we get towards the end.
We kind of are at the same time, though.
I mean, it's I don't know.
You started off so strong.
Yes, I'm telling you. Like, if the Matrix wasn't, the Matrix,
but then you fell flaccid.
We're going to leave it at that. No, don't do it.
They'll get it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, they'll get it.
If they've been along with us around long enough.
Not if they get to the flaccid part, because you're definitely not getting it then.
Nope. You don't. It's flaccid. It don't work no more. I mean,
I digress. Yeah.
The tangents are real with this one.
Yes.
But it's okay. Welcome to the Tangent Versus, everybody. Hope you like your stay. You can't leave till we say you can leave. It's kind of like Hotel California.
Yeah. You can check in anytime you like.
But you're stuck with us.
But you can never leave.
Never leave. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. But anyways.
Yeah.
Back to where we're at.
We're going to go and, you know, we get the whole, he meets Oracle's guardian. Then he meets the Oracle. We have the conversation of him, again, questioning everything. And you're not special. You're predetermined. Then we get the...
Well, I mean, she basically tells him that because she's talking about causality and all that kind of stuff. But, like, she's like, you know, as small as the fuck is the candy.
Mm-hmm.
You already knew what choice I was going to make.
You already knew.
Yeah.
Why'd you ask me if you already knew what I was going to do?
And then he takes the candy. And then it goes further with everything else. And
yeah, his the whole issue, his dreams with Trinity. You know, he's like... What am I supposed to do?
You're going to have to make a choice, but you already know what choice you're going to make.
Yeah.
You've already made the choice.
You want to know why you're going to make the choice. You want to understand the choice that you're going to make, which on one side sounds like bullshit. But the intellectual is like, okay. But again, all of that is fine. If that's the things you want to say, if these are the messages you're going to give, why'd you tell me all that shit in the beginning? And I have a, like I said.
I tell you what, but you don't have to understand every choice. Like, I chose red boxers today.
Why?
Because they were there.
You were already going to choose red boxers, but I want to know why you made the choice for red boxers.
It was a red boxer kind of day.
Was it red or blue? Was those your choices?
Nah, it was like red or... I don't think we need to get into a discussion about my boxers.
No.
I'm so sorry,
guys. I was going red pill or blue pill, bro.
Oh.
Shoot, that went right over
your
head. Wow. You missed.
Oh, that's so terrible. That's so terrible.
You said you walked up to the plate yourself.
I did.
I pitched.
I did.
Swing and a miss.
Yes. Yes. Oh, God.
It's okay. Anyway.
I'm sorry, guys. I have failed you.
This is great fodder for the podcast. So. We decided to do a podcast of movies, and we just reveal all our faults.
The faults in our stars.
Are they stars? Are they or just?
Are they just bars?
I don't know. Like, we just piles of dirt.
But anyways,
depressing. But yeah, okay. So we get the another thing that kind of sucks for this movie is we got the utilization of bullet time and the multiple cameras. The first thing of the Matrix, we get Trinity's fight scene and her jumping up and the slow motion and the freeze frame kicks.
Yeah.
And we get Neo's dodging the bullets with the bullet time. And then our first really big fight scene between Neo and all the Smiths.
Oh, right after he speaks to the Oracle.
Yeah. And the CGI did not age well.
God, the CGI was, like, terrible.
It did not age well at all. So, you...
I was like, that's a molded Keanu Reeves right there flipping around.
Yes. Yes. And it kind of sucks. It didn't take me out. Again.
It just made me go, whoa.
It was just like, yo, 2002, times were hard. But it just sucks to have such, they didn't use any CGI like that. Because the thing that took it away is whenever their faces.
Yes.
It was their faces. And it was like when he was doing the spin around and he went up really high and you saw the close up on Smith or Neo. You're like, fuck. You're
like, what the fuck is that?
And that's
is that like an action figure?
Uncanny Valley type
it's
shit.
It's like, y'all got action figures up. You might as well have used action figures.
So, and that was the other issue that was, I feel like, an overall downfall to the movie. And then, again, back to Neo question.
I mean, things like that really take it away for you.
Yeah, they do. But again, like I said, here's my thing. If these two movies came out back to back and were no correlation, no relation, no nothing to The Matrix, like, it could have been called any fucking thing else. Bumfuck Egypt Reloaded. Or, no, you know, like, anything.
I've been to Bumfuck.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's there?
Nothing.
No fucking?
Nothing.
No bums?
No bums. Maybe a few bums.
Then the title of the place is highly misleading.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we're misled all the time. You know, people in society. They try to disillusion us all the time.
True facts from the tangent versus from the tangent, Chris, you guys.
I'm just saying.
No, but okay. So, yeah. So, we get that, and it was really, 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 really bad. And then we get that he comes back out of the Matrix, and then things ensue. And then we get them going back to the Matrix because we're just fast running through. We're not like breaking down the movie. We're just talking about things that kind of destroy everything that the Matrix set up. And they meet the Merovingian. Did I say that right?
I believe so. The Merovingian, yeah.
The Merovingian. Merovingian. And off gate, he starts right up. No subtle. Well, okay. the subtlety for somebody not paying attention to everything that's been set up. He's like, Morpheus asks him, did I say that right? Morpheus asks him.
Asked.
I know. I don't know what were the
asked.
Morpheus asked him. Oh, fuck it. You know what I'm
hey,
saying.
Hey, axe thing.
I wasn't trying to say axe. He asked it. Morpheus says to the mirror. There we go. Morpheus says to the Merovingian, do you know why we're here?
Bro, I got to ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question. Don't kill me, man. Don't kill me.
Nah, I just got to ask something.
I don't know if I want to know. Why you got to ask me?
Because.
I was about to say something. Do you like Teen Spirit? No. Random. No. So Morpheus asks him. Let me go back because I don't like saying that. Morpheus says to him, "Do you know why we're here?" And the Merovingian answers and says, "I know why you're here, but do you know why you're here?" The whole movie is basically full of riddles and
they talk about causality and stuff.
Purpose,
like that.
Like predetermination.
Predetermination, all that, like throughout all the films after that.
Being like, fated, like this was your job.
This is what's supposed to happen. This is what you're going to do. Blah, blah, blah. And you know what? It ends up exactly that way.
The like, whole thing. Choice is an illusion created by those with power is his main thing that he said to them. Like, out of their whole conversation, that's what you get.
Which, I mean, it did take... I will say this. We got the first film, and he had free will, and he was doing his stuff, and, you know, he was doing his thing. And then we got these other films...
That was our perception.
Where it became something else, where it was, you know, predetermination and everything. But who's to say things couldn't turn out that way?
Right.
So, I mean, it wasn't a terrible way, like a really bad way, but it didn't hit for me exactly. Like, I would have liked to have seen it gone a different way, maybe.
I mean, it sucks so bad that, because it's like, it's not even, no. It's not the fact that the movies are bad. It's just butting heads directly with what just came out.
Okay, I will say this, though. Isn't that life?
Yes.
Things change
yes
all the time.
Yes no. Yeah, but...
Your life change at the drop of a hat.
Okay,
and so
yes.
Your mind.
And this is outsider's perspective, not living in the world. You have the power to make this movie however that you want to.
Right.
You know... So, dictating and saying, like, oh, this is what I want to do, and this is a story that I want to tell.
Whoa, 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 this is America.
But it was two different stories.
We dictate nothing. We lie to people and tell them they're free.
You ain't never told me alone. Here we go. For the third time tonight, tangent facts from the tangent Chris. But no, that's what I'm saying, like... And then it's just consistently the Merovingians, like, your predecessors had more respect. And then after the fight between all the guards, I have survived your predecessors and I will survive you.
Yeah.
You know, it's that shit. Then the Keymaker, and as this movie already starts, the different places that we go, all the characters, I'm not going to say all the characters, but.
I will say, I got to say this.
Go ahead.
We got the Keymaker.
Continue, sir.
We got the gatekeeper.
But
where is Zool?
What did I sent you a message the other day.
We never got it.
When somebody asked you if you were
a god,
you say yes.
You say yes.
Bottom line, there's no questions. Are you a god?
You damn straight.
There you go. That's how you answered that question, ladies and gentlemen. But no, yeah. So,
but yeah, he didn't do it correctly.
Nope.
And it didn't go very well.
You fail.
There's but a yeah, big so, giant marshmallow man trying to do stuff. Sorry, guys. Wrong film.
So the Keymaker comes in, and again, we get, before we even get to the Keymaker, before we know that we're looking for the Keymaker, multiple characters have keys to open doors that open to places that they shouldn't be able to open. Seraph did it, and I think there was another time before we got to Persephone, the Merovingian's wife. She did it too. But
right.
I feel like it was three instances when doors opened.
I mean, maybe she had a hold of the Keymaker, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, she had to. He gave her a key to open up that door, you know? They were in a kitchen and they opened up and, like, the door was like a mansion. She was doing favors. She just wanted to feel love, which is very important, which I almost left out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the joke led up to the serious aspect of the movie. Persephone was in the movie to let us know that these programs that are in the Matrix are allowed to feel love.
Yeah.
They do feel love. She explains to how she felt back when they were first in the Matrix. And now that it's been so long, the Merovingian is not who he used to be.
Right.
And the feeling that they used to have together is gone. And in order for her to help Neo and the others, she wanted Neo to kiss him.
As if he was kissing Trinity, yes. So she could feel that love.
That was the establishment that was made through that.
Did you see the look on Trinity's face,
She was ready to blow her fucking brains out. She was mean
mugging.
She was mad as fuck.
Oh, she was angry.
She was angry.
But goddamn, she was on Morpheus' dick. I mean, I'm sorry. That's bad. I should have said it like that, but she was in his ass.
DJ Tangent Chris. We do that a lot too. Like, I go back and I listen to this, like, when I'm editing, and like, certain things, like, there's a lot of recurring gags at the Tangent Versus. It just happens.
Right?
But consistency is key. Comfortable, like, things that you know are going to happen keep people comfortable, so it's okay.
Right?
But yeah, so she set us up, and then she helps them. Then we get the whole big fight scene. We get the big fight scene in the mansion room. We get the giant chase scene with Morpheus and Trinity saving the Keymaker. We get all of that. And then finally, we get back to, after that, is the big plan. The big plan of what it is, what's going to happen, and what they need to do. And the plan is to break into the building of where the architect is and get there.
Right.
And they go in and they get into the they get to the architect. And once again, all over again, we get the architect giving him all of the answers. And he says, this is the sixth time that this happened. There's been more before.
There were six before. This is the seventh time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was six and this is the seventh?
I believe that there were six
before. I couldn't remember if it was this. It happened five times a year, the sixth, or this is the sixth time.
I'm pretty sure it happened six times before and this is the seventh time that this happened.
Whichever. We just know that the architect tells him this isn't the first time. This is a
perpetual loop.
We've realized that this needs to happen to make shit last.
But something different happened with him. The one always felt more for humanity or whatever, you know. They gave more to him, and the architect says this vis-a-vis love.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And that's a big point of
Trinity.
A core thing.
Obviously.
This one, the only difference, apparently, that is alluded to.
He felt love more.
He loves Trinity. So instead of making the sacrifices, that he was like, you pick 10 people that you want to save, and then we destroy Zion. We take those people, or however many. I'm not sure it was 10.
Yeah.
And then we just do this all over again.
Yeah.
We've destroyed it over and over again. You're not special. You're not the one. And that's just destroying.
You are the one. Well, actually.
Well, yes.
Agent Smith.
Oh, so.
But we're not going to get into that. No, somebody else's.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to plug it, and I'm not saying they listen or whatever, but I might, and I'm going to say this. Yeah, I'll plug it. I'll even put them in the tweet. I will tweet them. Film theorists, if you want to dig deep and you want to hear some other types of lore, the film theorists on YouTube do a video where they make it look like and it's
actually looks like they don't make it. They point out things that show
exactly the real prophecy, and it makes Agent Smith look like he is actually the one. Not Neo. And it's a whole thing. You just go search on YouTube and search for the film theorists and search their video on is Neo the one or is Neo not the one, whatever it is. Go search film theory.
It had to be you.
It had to be somebody.
It had to be. Okay.
So, yeah, just go search the YouTube and search film theory. Or is the film theorist is their YouTube channel, and then search The Matrix. They've done multiple on The Matrix. And the one where they're talking about how Mr. Smith might actually be the one and not Neo is a whole different take.
And it makes so much sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I'm heavy into YouTube, too. So.
It makes so much more sense than them making these two films.
Yeah, and I will tag...
Which, I'm not hating on the... that sounds so bad.
Yeah.
I still like the films.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's what they are.
It's a hard pill to swallow. And that's the thing.
Like the blue pill?
Did he take the blue pill, though? He took the red pill. I know. So how hard was that blue pill to swallow? I'm just saying. Had he took the blue pill...
It'd probably be easier to swallow. You're right.
You take the blue pill.
And I was wrong.
All of this just goes away. You wake up in your bed tomorrow and none of this ever happened.
Because ignorance is bliss.
But apparently, just like Neo did, all you guys took the red pill and you're right down that rabbit hole with us.
Yeah, jump with us.
So we finally get him getting to the architect. Architect tells him the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but.
And, the truth.
Yeah. And you're not special. You're an anomaly that we allow to happen, because if you didn't happen, then...
It allows some
the Matrix wouldn't work.
It's basically like the U.S. government. Like, we give you some illusion of control.
Yeah. Yeah.
To allow you to feel the way you feel and move on with your life and feel okay with it.
True facts from the Tangent Versus. From the Tangent Chris.
I'm just saying.
It's been heavy in this episode.
I'm just saying. It's,
that
it's
that might true. That might be a new thing, bro. Tangent facts from the Tangent Chris. Cha-cha. But, but yeah, so that's what we get. And then we get him at the end of this one going to save Trinity. He goes to save Trinity. And he goes back into the Matrix. And I know we've ran long on Reloaded. But Reloaded is the main thing that implements and deletes
everything.
Keep that in mind, y'all. I just said the word delete.
I don't know, but maybe hence the name Reloaded.
Yeah, I mean, is so when you reload something, it's a brand new situation, you know?
I mean, when you reload something, it should go from the extension of what it was.
Yes. So, like, if I play in a video game and I reload my last save point, everything that I did is still there, though.
Right. But, everything was still there. Then everything changed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I just lost my point on that, guys.
I mean, it worked. I mean, it's a dumpster fire. And... I'm sorry. Like
I think you swore that you weren't going to say that.
I know. I just reneged. I can say that, guys. Don't worry about it. And we're moving forward.
Yeah,
amicably.
He has that card.
We're just going to move forward.
It's in his back pocket. He's got the card.
So, you know, and then we get to the end of Reloaded when everything that we thought we knew in the first Matrix has been turned on his head. And Finally, at the end, he meets the architect. He flies to save Trinity. He goes to save Trinity. Trinity is shot. He magically puts his hand inside of her, pumps or pulls out the bullet first. Then her heart stops. He reaches his hand in a second time and pumps her heart to make it start while inside the Matrix. When her, she is like, actually physically dead.
Jump stop my heart.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. Jump stop my. I don't.
Okay.
Can we? I never thought about this. Can we get hit with like copyright shit from singing songs?
I don't know.
Oh fuck.
I doubt it.
No, I don't. I don't know.
We're not that big yet, man.
No. Yeah. We're good. We're cool. We'll worry about that later.
Yeah, later down the road.
Yeah.
When we get hit with a lawsuit.
We'll have to make up our own songs to sing. Yeah. Okay, so basically that's it. And then, major point, mind you, that, and I'm going to talk about, there's not even a major sidebar.
Kickstart my organ.
Carter, what is it?
Kickstart my arteries.
There you go, that'll work. That was one.
Something, I don't know.
And mind you, we have to remember that before we get to the end, that Mr. Smith, or Agent Smith, has been implemented into the Matrix because he did his body snatcher thing with somebody that was on their way into the Matrix.
Right.
With Bane, a character. And it's not major at this point, but you know, then it's just the final shot of Reloaded is... Once he comes back with Trinity and he brings her back to life, they come back in and the Nebuchadnezzar is being attacked by all of the squids.
Sentinels.
Yeah, the squids. And he uses his powers that he has acquired in the Matrix outside of the Matrix.
Dude, that was crazy.
And they drop.
And for no reason.
He passes out.
Ridiculous.
Then we get Neo... passed out, laying on the bed in the same room.
Like, there's no reason he should have been able to do that.
Right there. There's reasons. And
I mean,
again,
there are reasons.
There's another. I didn't show you this one.
Within the film, there are reasons.
There's another one that the film theorist did with Matt Pat, same guy who's the host of Film Theorist, that did the same thing of saying that there is a possibility that there's a Matrix in a Matrix.
Yeah, Matrix within the Matrix.
Yeah, and that's a whole other thing. We're not even Matrix. Going to touch on that.
Which makes sense, because it's at a perpetual loop, and it's going and working to their advantage.
Yeah.
And who's to say that any of them ever really made it out?
Oh, you thought you were out? No, you guys.
Like, you feel like a dude, like, in A Nightmare on Elm Street.
It's a dream within a dream within a dream. It's a dream within a dream within a dream. This is some Matrixception. Inceptrix.
This is some Rick and Morty shit.
Yeah, that's so much easier. Yeah. So and
get off my street, bitch.
And then there's not too much to say about Revelations as the
Revolutions.
Or no, it's Revelations, sir.
Is it Revelations?
Yes. You go ahead. We will pause. Do, do, do,
I'm pretty sure it was
do,
Revolution.
Do, do,
no,
do,
I'm just going to go with you do, and say it's Revelation.
No, I need you to go now. I'm already doing the song. Do, 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 do.
Hey, you guys. Future Kelvin here again. And while the Chris gets ready to prove me wrong, and I was calling the movie the wrong thing for a little bit, we're going to hear from our friends over at the ODPH podcast. So check them out.
Hey, this is Ken M.
Padawan J.
Coach Duffy.
From the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast. Every week, the ODPH is talking sports, movies, TV, comics, and more. It's always a parlay of topics on each episode. You can find the ODPH on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and wherever you find great podcasts, such as the one you're listening to right now. Don't forget to check out OchoDuroParlayHour.com, where you can find the links to all of the ODPH social media accounts, links to the bands whose music you hear each week on the show, hashtag 607 podcast info, and parlay points, our companion blog section of the show. Thanks for listening to the ODPH. Now get back to your regularly scheduled podcasts.
Oh, Revelations. Okay. What the fuck is Revelations?
That's that book in the Bible.
I know that shit. Okay, that means the alcohol limit is teetering.
Anyway, for somebody,
I don't even know if I can fucking like edit any of that out. I don't know.
Just so sure, like always.
Well, no, I wrote Revelation. Well, because dude, 99% of the time, Kelvin's right.
You know, I feel the same way. Like people are like, I was like, look, dude, I'm sorry. I'm always sure.
No, I know what happened is the night that I.
It's a gift and a curse.
No, it's right here on my notes. The night that I was fucking watching Revolutions, I was fucking blitzed. Not blitzed. I had a few drinks and I wrote Revelations down. So that is what happened. But
he was finding his peace with God.
We're not that kind of podcast, because I want to say something else.
Hayden had no legs.
Lieutenant Dan ain't got no, but you don't got no legs. Oh, speaking of that, pause, wait, we'll call, because we're about to go into Revolutions, and it's not a lot that we have to go into. I got a few notes, but we're about to fucking end it all. But I was listening to a podcast. Who was it? Nerd Stuff with Slitherpuff. New podcast that I just found. They got a couple episodes out. Yeah. But they were talking about visual effects and stuff and scenes and why everybody thought that, what's the guy that plays Lieutenant Dan?
Gary Sinise,
yeah. The reason that everybody thought that Gary Sinise really didn't have any legs is that scene and when he spins around on.
Oh, yeah. They did that well. Yeah. Especially at the time.
Yeah, because the table was CGI. It wasn't even there.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so they just made a comment, and that just reminded me. But yeah, like, Lieutenant Dan ain't got no legs. But so a lot of people thought Gary Sinise didn't have legs just because.
Actually, he got new legs.
Oh, Lieutenant Dan got new legs.
Yeah. This is my Jenny.
Titanium
she
alloy.
She about to die, so she finally. Finally decided to settle down.
No. That was fucked up, Jenny.
God.
You got hepatitis, not AIDS, which is a common misconception.
Yeah.
It was more like hepatitis C or some shit. Yeah,
she was on them. She was banging, so.
Needles, you know? Like.
Ooh, terminology. I shouldn't have used that.
We're just gonna move forward.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like needles and shit, and she caught the fucking some shit that wouldn't wash off. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why that's why Kelvin is the watcher.
I still touched.
I do this podcast with him, ladies and gentlemen. No, but yeah, okay. So, yeah, just fun facts for you. And again, if you want to check out
Film Theories,
The Film Theories, and Nerd Stuff with Slitherpuff, if you know that reference, you know what their name means, go do that. Just go do it. They're new. They got a couple episodes out at the time of my recording, and they're...
It sounds interesting.
They got good chemistry.
Actually just learned of it today when you told me about it, but I will definitely be listening.
I can't remember their names because I told you I only listened to the two episodes, but it's a guy and a girl. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they are in Johannesburg, South Africa. One is a voice actress.
Ooh. Where one of my favorite bands, one of my favorite artists, Sean Morgan, came from.
Yeah. She is a voice actress.
So, a lot to be said for Johannesburg.
Yeah. And then the other guy is a sound engineer. He does the voiceover work that she does. That's how they got in contact. Anyway, I'm gushing a little bit. Wow, like, how many promos have I, like, not even necessary promos have we done through this episode? You know, but, you know, plugs, whatever. Go listen to them. We podcasters support other podcasters. So go and listen to everybody that I told you about today.
I'll definitely take them a listen. It sounds very interesting.
I would hope so. Podcasters need to listen to other podcasters. But back to Revolutions. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. They're both full of symbolism. The Oracle, the Guardian, his name Seraph. We already talked about that. and how the guy that played Bane / Agent Smith was like a dead giveaway. Ian Bliss is his name. But it's just so much that goes on in the second one. I mean, not the second, well, the third part of the trilogy. Nothing major, because like the action hits and the action starts to hit. There's a few things. It's basically you were already, all the information that you got came in a lot through Reloaded, and then Revolutions just
wrapped up,
implemented, and was like, yo, here, hit it that much harder. And then just a few things, I got a few things that I do want to say about it, is that some things were really weird. Like the APUs, they look like mecha gorillas. And I don't even know why they needed to have fingers and hands if the gun should have just been attached to them. And the weird thing to me is that if they had fingers and hands, that they use them for building. I Googled it and I tried to search, you know, there's a whole Matrix Wikipedia. They did not use them for building. So therefore, they did not need to be this extra joints and shit that you got to build.
Why extra phalanges for nothing.
Yeah. Why did they? And then if they had those in the case, they should either been able to reload themselves or at least reload other mechas.
Right.
Just saying. Food for thought. Things you need to think of. I already talked about the hair and the CGI. But the other thing about the APUs.
Are you really just mad because they have some really nice dreads?
His dress did look pretty damn good.
I'm just saying.
And I feel like this is a lot of things, and I've talked to other people who have locks. Is like, I see other people, I'm like, damn, their hair look good. Why can't mine look that good? But then on the other side of the receiving side, a lot of people have come up to me, and I mean, you are your own worst critic. They're like, yo, like, your hair look pretty damn good. I was like, yeah.
You know what?
It's time. Like,
bro, you got some good dreads.
I appreciate you, bro.
You got some nice dreads.
Those nice little wavy locks you got going up there.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go. Yeah.
I didn't work hard on it. Oh!
Must be nice. Like, oh, God, this is Tom. Like, dude, bro, locks are high maintenance. Anyway.
I feel you.
Then back to the another thing about the APUs is they make it seem like the APUs are not going to do a lot of damage.
Right.
But when that first wave comes in and hits, like, it's destroying, like, the entire thing. Like, right. You remember? Like, it was like, all of them were sitting there, and they're all just, like, shooting up. And it's, like, destroying, like, the line of the squids that's coming in, or the sentinels.
Yeah.
It's coming in, and it's, like, destroying all of them. And if whenever more than one of the gunners was shooting at him, it was getting them all, like, no problem. And I'm like, okay, so the gunpowder is pretty good, but they're not, I mean, it's just, you know, it's cumbersome to reload, and you have to have...
And there's just so many of them.
Yeah, and that was the thing, is like, had they been able to, I feel like, and this is just a watcher going in without all the extra shit, this is like not being a hard critic at this point in time. I was like, the way that they showed it, when that first wave comes in of the Sentinels, they were doing, like, I was like, yo, that's actually pretty good. And what are they worth? And I mean, obviously, store-wise, because this is not the first time I've seen it, but this is
just... Yeah, they were doing pretty well. Yeah,
they were doing pretty good. But I think overall, like, the design was a flaw for those machines, having to be loaded the way they were loaded, built the way they were built, extra unnecessary joints. And this is just a critique as in, like, design flaws, you know? But anyway...
I mean, maybe it was pre-existing machines that they had
something
that they're using.
It was something, but again, they're making everything there. But anyway, this is neither here nor there for the whole thing, because Reloaded just affirms everything that happened.
Yeah. Anytime you want to do anything, you need to be affirmed.
Yeah. So. Revolutions affirms everything that was in Reloaded. And we get this whole point of it hitting and hitting and hitting. Then we get the final battle. And the whole thing goes back to Neo's blinded, which is, again, more foresight. Neo being blinded. Like, oh, you blind him, then this, that, and the other. You know, it's just more religious symbolism and everything. He can't see, but he can still see. He finally gets to where he needs.
He can still see the code.
Yeah, he can, and he gets to where he needs to finally get with Trinity. Trinity dies, and the one that he loved was the reason that he was a different one, quote unquote. Yeah. Why he was different than all the other ones who were the same, the other ones. Air quotes, quotations that you can't see through an audio means. And then
by the end.
Yeah. He gets there. He gets to actually speak to Baby Lord over all of the machines.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Which is so strange. I'm thinking that had to be a...
I can't do
a Space Odyssey reference.
Huh?
Like a Space Odyssey reference?
Maybe.
I don't know why it chose to have a baby face or if it needed a face at all. I don't know. I didn't dig into that lore either. But basically, and this is another
What's going on there, baby face? What's going on?
It's another big point here.
It all go back to one.
And then...
Oh, it really does all go back to the one.
Yeah, it does, dude. That was perfect. And it's like... But
baby face. It's the one.
We see Neo go in.
Go back. Okay, never mind.
We see Neo go in. They have the discussion. He makes the deal with the machine lord, babyface machine lord. And then he battles Agent Smith because he had become an anomaly and they needed to recode him and get him back into the Matrix. There was only one way to get him back into the Matrix.
Right.
You know, his code needed to get back in. He was different now. Crazy thing, that was all explained before Neo went in to fight. All Neo had to do, apparently, was not have this long, drawn-out fight and let Neo come up to him, stick his hand in his chest like he was doing to everybody else, and just take him over. Boom.
Who?
Agent Smith.
No.
Why did they have to fight?
They had to fight because he Why? Was something else.
No.
That was the whole point.
At the end of the fight, Neo lets...
But Agent Smith wasn't even a part of that anymore.
No, but the I know, and that was the premise. Agent
Smith was the one.
Yes, but what I'm saying is this. I mean, at the end of their huge battle, you know, the epic battle that had been boiling up through all these movies.
Yeah.
At the end, Neo allows him to take him in. The machines hit at the point. At the okay. Here's the thing. Let's.
He was already plugged in at that point.
Yes. Let's digress back first. If you remember, in the end of the original Matrix, Neo jumps into after he comes back to life.
Yeah, he jumps into him. And
he jumps into Smith.
That's the whole thing that happened.
And that was the spark.
Two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, yeah. That was the spark. Agent Smith.
One was the Messiah, and one was, you know, not the Messiah. Sorry.
You good? No. Yeah.
I mean, there were two sides of the same coin.
And that's the thing, is that is the catalyst that caused the problem, too. Because had Neo not destroyed Smith and Smith came back, then none of that would have happened anyway.
Right.
You know? And so the weird thing is, you know, obviously obligatory for the fact of that we're watching this movie. And obviously you want a big finale fight scene. So we got this whole big fat fight scene from an outsider's perspective was not necessary.
Not necessary at all.
All Neo had to do was, okay, jack him back in. Smith comes up to him, takes over his body. And then Neo, like, breaks him back out.
Lights up.
It was the reverse because, again... Like, Neo jumped into Smith and exploded out once. Then Smith took Smith Neo Smith was the over.
One that actually found free will.
Yeah.
Like, Neo was just making all these choices, but it was all things that were already going to happen.
Apparently. And this is the thing. Here's the big thing. Here's my...
Agent Smith, the one that really made the choice, was like, I'm not going to go back to the source. I'm going to defy...
The source, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go do this. I mean, you see throughout the films that, you know, Neo, he tries to make choices. But yeah. They're not choices.
Apparently not. And that's what we're taught through Reloaded. Nothing that he made was a choice on his own. And here's the thing. And here's why these movies, and this is why so many people don't like them, because the intellectual is not going to get all of the deep, deep-seated references and things that they're talking about in the movie.
And they talk about unplugging and stuff within the first film.
Yeah.
And it's all just a loop. He never unplugged.
Yeah, and the thing is, you and really? Here's what it is. You can't preach, don't be a slave to the system, open your eyes, and then turn around and say, oh, there is no fate. It's all predetermined. You're just one of many to make the system work. You're not special.
I'm just saying, guys.
Like you thought or how we told you.
In this, don't be an Anderson. Be a Smith.
And then the next part of that is you throw so much religious symbolism, which is just another way that is showing people. Oh, there you go. Hold on. Cha-ching. Cheers. And then they throw so much religious symbolism in the last two movies that it, and religion is another way that people just fall in line. And it unweaves everything that was in the original message. And then we see basically...
I mean, I don't want to jump on religion because I don't know what...
Yeah.
You know, if you believe what you believe, that is completely fine.
And it's just... And then the next thing is saying, because as before I make the statement, we're alluded to believe that Neo dies at the end. Trinity's dead. The one that he loves, he sacrificed himself. He saved everybody in Zion. Obviously, we get no epilogue and say... Oh, and they lived happily ever after. We don't get any of that.
He fucking died.
After Smith is destroyed, the Matrix resets before we go back out.
We're getting Matrix.
I know. But that's what I'm saying.
Okay, we'll get
when
to
we
we'll
see
get
Neo come down, crucified Jesus style, laid back down, more religious symbolism, and it's basically saying... The only real way out is to sacrifice yourself and who you are to the beast that you was trying to get rid of in the first place.
Right.
And sacrificing yourself is the only way that you can win? ?
It's for the good.
And I'm not saying it's bad, but what you can't... It, the problem is, and why these movies didn't do so good, and why we didn't need this, all comes back around to the... original point of the series is it takes away everything the next two take away everything that the first one set up for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just rough.
I think the first one was wonderful and gave a great message.
Yeah, and had these two movies. Yeah, again.
Like unplug, people, unplug.
It's
wake
just
up.
It just should have been. It was the Matrix deleted.
Oh. Oh,
I'm sorry.
That was good.
I went there, didn't I?
That was nice.
I'm sorry. And again, and it's just so wild. And then, you know, after that, we get the obligatory scenes. We get the Oracle. We get the architect back after everything's reset. And he looks at her and he's like, how long do you think the piece is going to last? And she answers, as long as it can take.
Yeah.
Well, apparently 17 to 18 years, we're getting Majors 4.
Yeah.
that's all the piece
you
get. Played
a dangerous game.
17, yeah. And that's another more important thing, though, than the jokes that I'm making is like, he's like, you played a dangerous game. And,
yes.
Well, you know, if you can't take the risk, then it's not going to happen. Because we see that the Oracle was puppeting him all along in that little line right there. So, again... Did he didn't have the free will, or did he, and she pushed him to make decisions that she wanted him to push him?
He had the free will, but she did things in a certain way to push him to make the decisions that she wanted him to make.
To make things better for everybody.
He was a puppet. The one was a puppet, or the one, as they call it, was a puppet.
Yeah.
But anyways, 17 years.
17 to 18 years, we get a new one. And then apparently when
I'm not even sure what this one's about.
The
or
little
what's gonna
girl,
happen.
The little program, when she comes back
have
to the
have
Oracle.
You heard anything or read anything?
No.
A little bit. I looked a while back, and I couldn't find... No, I didn't really see anything within, you know, a storyline or...
I think the one thing that I've seen was alluding to time travel-ish.
It would have to be, I guess.
Time travel fucks everything up, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let us count the ways.
Have we ever talked... Yeah, we've talked about bad time travel.
And I think that may
be... Oh, I don't want to talk about that now.
No, just real question, though. Like, what do you like more? Do you like Endgame more, or do you like Infinity War more?
Infinity War.
Yeah, me too. And it's just like...
I mean, Endgame was good, though.
It's a good movie. And I'll watch it again.
Great.
It's just like... After the...
The whole time travel debacle is just mind-numbing, though. It's just...
Yeah, I'm right there with you, bro.
It's.
But that's it. Coming down to a close, and that is why... I hope you've been with us the entire time, you guys. And that is why we should have never got the sequels to The Matrix.
No.
They're the sequels that should have never been made.
Like I said before, these are not the sequels that we deserved.
Somebody,
or needed.
Somebody deserved them, apparently.
It's like the ambiguously gay duo.
You keep saying it like it's such a bad thing.
Okay, would you rather Batman or the ambiguously gay duo save you?
I mean, okay. I just want to be saved.
Talk to Jesus. Oh, God.
Speaking of, I mean, like, we saw Jesus Neo right there, like, on the cross, sacrificing himself for all the sins of man and machine. Yeah, but okay, so that is the end of that. Like, do you got anything else to put in there, bro?
I don't believe so.
We've come down to a close, and we hope you had a good time on that part. But before we go...
Before we go.
Remember that you can get at us on our social medias. You can follow the podcast itself, which I run, is at Tangent Versus on Twitter.
Tangent Versus
Space Station.
Space Station?
Yeah, it's the group on Facebook.
On Facebook, yes.
The Tangent Versus Space Station. My own personal Twitter is at Tangent Kelvin.
Mine is at Tangent Chris.
Yeah. You can email us for comments, questions, and if you're concerned, at thetangentversus@yahoo.com. Also, what we really like is, if you like us that much, go on to Apple iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever
Spotify.
You listen to. Well, Apple's the main one that helps. That's the heavy one. Go give us 5 stars on that. Leave a comment.
Okay.
We will read. And I do have a comment. We do have a comment to read. It's one of our first ones. I don't have it pulled up, but I will pull it up for our next one.
Oh, pull it up. Where's that?
Because I don't have any Apple devices, so I have to go. Yeah, I'm sorry if I just upset any of y'all. I'm an Android. I don't have any Apple anything. So, but next
time... We are only Androids.
But next time, the couple of
Apple... Next time, we will be healthy and have an Apple.
No, I mean, it keeps the doctor away.
We will not.
But I like the doctor, too. So, like...
I would never want to keep the doctor away. That dude saves lives.
Yeah, if he wants to come and we go for some rides in his TARDIS.
He saved the whole family from Pompeii.
A whole family. Not half a family. Not part of family. A whole family.
And Dr. Donna.
Which came back around later. Ooh.
Ooh.
Spoilers. Whew! Anyway, so yeah.
That sounded like DuckTales for a second. DuckTales.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
But yeah, so if you want to get us in contact with us anyway, those are the ways that you can do it. We would really like you to go give us 5 stars on Apple and or Podchaser. I can get to the Podchaser quicker than I can get to Apple, but I can also get to the Apple too. But yes, share us with your friends. share us with your family. If it's somebody that you think might be interested in hearing what we have to hear, like, that is the best way for the word of mouth. Also, don't forget, go and check out those other podcasts that I mentioned earlier. We're Doing Fine, Ocho Duro Parlay Hour, Nerd Stuff with Slitherpuff, and any of the other ones that I talked about too. Like, those are some that we all like. You can go and just check them out too. Tell them that the Tangent Versus hit you there if you like. I mean, I'm not looking for that kind of notoriety, but if you want to, it works. You know, just be like, hey, I heard about you on the Tangent Versus. And those are all good other podcasters out there. And again, we hope that me and the Chris are keeping you entertained during this quarantine time. Again, just take care of yourself. Stay safe.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
6 feet, people. 6 feet.
6 feet. Social distancing. Apparently, a lot of stuff is starting to maybe come lifted. And I just want to say that, you know, beware. Don't be the first ones running out to the beach. You know? But, you know, we'll see. You know? I mean, it's about time everybody wants and needs to get back to work, because we can only stay out for so long without... Well, I haven't been out of work like that. You haven't either. But, you know, there's some people that have been. So, you know, just when things start opening back up, still just be very cautious. You know, just take care of yourself. But that's it, I think. That's everything. Do you have anything to add?
I do not believe so.
All right. Well, with that being said, thank you for visiting our universe.
We appreciate it immensely.
Yeah. And now we will send you back to your own world. I mean, if you want to hang out with us, you can. Remember, we're in the group. Just
anytime.
Go search for the Tangent Versus Space Station on Facebook and we'll be there anytime. But again, for now.
Like, I think we totally have nothing better to do.
right. But for now, we're going to sign off broadcasting from our universe and let you get back to yours. We're the Tangent Versus. I'm Kelvin.
I'm the Chris.
And
good night.